game.
Gas baggy hot takes for the students. That's what we're doing here. A couple of Carolina students in the All-South Federal Credit Union studios right now. Claudia Shakamian, the sports editor of the Daily Gamecock. John Wagner, self-proclaimed gas baggy hot take expert. Does that sound right?
Former executive producer of Capital City Sports.
Okay.
At SGTV.
Same. Okay, yep.
So that's...
Same. Did you hear Claudia?
Also same. Former intern under the one, the only, Tim Hill.
Oh, the word... That's not helping you out at all, sir. Okay, so you guys on campus right now, about to graduate relatively soon. So experienced students, let's go with that. So we're going to face you guys off. John versus Claudia here, Bill. Bill is sitting right across from them, right down the middle, right?
Across from
right
here.
Across,
you're immediately in the middle. So Bill has figured out that the winner of you guys' little debate here in the next 5-10 minutes or so will then square off with him for a gas baggy hot take.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
If you win, you get a bobblehead of me. We discussed that yesterday as well.
This bobblehead doesn't exist, and that's
not
the,
yet.
That's
not
the correct
yet,
response.
But that's what. Yeah,
you should have seen their response in the studio. They just both got dead eyes real quick. Like, is that real? Is that for real? I hope that's not for real.
You know what? In years okay. to come, when we start this, I'm going to have one right here and just pull it up and hold it right here.
Listen, anybody video. Can have a bobblehead these days. Sister Jean has a bobblehead now, and it's like the best selling bobblehead of all time.
There you go. See, goes back to the conversation yesterday.
Early point for John after going 0-3 originally. He's gotten points deducted already for a tweet that did not include Claudia pumping up the radio appearance. Ooh. Also, we have a sign here in the studio to say no food and drink. He put his Red Bull can 3 inches from the
empty
sign down on a desk. I forget the last thing you did that
walked
screwed
in
up.
With the on-air sign still.
Well done. Well done, Claudia. Keeping him straight here. I like what you're doing so far. Nice work. All right. First content segment for you. The spring football game for the Gamecocks on Saturday. What are you looking forward to, and what are you looking to happen on Saturday? Ladies first, John. I see you're ready to hop in on here. How many Red Bulls have you had this morning?
Just the one.
Okay. Claudia, what do you think?
For the spring game on Saturday, I think I'm just ready to see what having everyone back in their full potential, seeing all the injuries last year and not the Gamecocks not reaching their full potential. Obviously, they had a much better season than they thought when all of a sudden Debo Samuel went out in the home opener. But I think everyone's just ready to see what the Gamecocks have been working towards all during the offseason, see what they're growing towards and kind of what they're able to do with having that full team back, having those mid-year enrollees that were able to come to campus early and see what production they've been able to do. And add to this team earlier.
Okay, once you get that first one off your chest, it's a lot easier after that, I promise you. John, what do you think?
I think people are looking for the spring game to be one of this, like, magical football is back. I officially have something you're excited for. Just like you guys were talking about before the break, you're not going to have the full team out there. It's still an exciting thing to see, especially people seeing that number one back on the field, Debo Samuel. That's going to be probably the biggest thing. But this is more for the fans than it is the players, I think, because the fans want to come out and they want to see this. And it's going to be great. I mean, that's always something to look forward to when you haven't seen football in a while, and it was sort of a disappointing end. You get the Outback Bowl win, which is nice, but they're going to try and steamroll that. So I think that more than anything, it's something to look forward to, but I don't think you're going to get out there and see the whole 9 yards of what this team has to offer until August. Which
okay, Bill, your evaluation of this first segment.
Well, I disagree with Claudia. I think the team did reach her. Their
I'm not
potential.
Asking for your gas baggy hot take. Your evaluation, man.
They did good.
That's all you got?
They did good, but okay. He said, like I was going to tell you, they both, like, he either didn't listen to us.
Right,
or
points
he didn't
off for Debo Samuel. Is what
Debo
you're saying?
Samuel's not playing. Nobody gets to see number one out on the
well,
field.
Well, number one will be out there.
Yeah.
He just won't be on the field doing anything.
I did say out there, not playing.
No. Points off. And I agree with, this is amazing to see the current student perspective as opposed to old guys like us.
It's true.
You remember when the Outback Bowl win was the pinnacle of Gamecock football? And John saying, that was nice. Coming off the Spurrier era with the Capital One Bowl and the whole thing. Okay, so we'll move on to Gamecock baseball now. They start Tennessee tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. Go in 14-11. Disappointing start for sure. How do you guys see things breaking down? John, you got the pressure of going first this time.
This team has been – it's been very interesting this year. Mark Kingston is someone that came in with a lot of expectation after the season he had at South Florida. hasn't really performed all that well this year. I know the first year is tough to kind of get things in balance with a new coach, but still, you've got to perform against these SEC teams. This is an SEC program with two national championships, and they have not performed. You can hit these midweek games, and that's nice, and they haven't even won all of those. So this weekend is a great weekend to make a statement. Tennessee is a good team, and I think this is when you kind of come out with at least two wins.
What do you think, Claudia?
Okay, so I've spent way too much time at Founders Park this season already, but that's fine with me because I love it. But I think, like he said, Kingston came with a lot of expectations, and he's doing well for a first-year coach. I think that getting that playing that series against Florida was huge. They were just that one error away on that Sunday game from outperforming Florida, and they came back and scored, 12 runs in that Saturday game, and they were very close on that Friday game. Adam Hill didn't look his best, and as we've seen, he's been struggling with his shoulder a little bit, having that tendonitis. So he's been off his game a little bit, but I think they were so close in that Florida series, and Florida's was a number two team in the country at that point. And they were that one run away from getting the series win. And that's what Kingston said, too. If they're able to compete like that against teams like Florida, then they're able to compete with anyone. Yeah, sure, they had that rough stretch last weekend and had that five-game losing streak, picked up a good win against Davidson the other night. But I think they're starting to turn things around. But right now they're struggling with Adam Hill. They don't know who they're throwing out there tonight. And having Noah Campbell, TJ Hopkins, and Madison Stokes continue to getting injured. And they're the ones who were producing the most at that top of the lineup. They were basically the entire production for a while during those games. So I think having them injured is the biggest downfall for them right now. And getting them back healthy in the lineup, I think, is going to turn the season back around.
Bill, your evaluation?
I think that's pretty good. She was really on top of it. I think they both feel like they shared notes. They both came in talking about expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It's tougher, isn't it?
I've noticed that the person who goes second,
I did, yeah,
stronger here in these takes.
I'm with you on that.
So we'll call it even through two takes. Now you guys get to go with one wild card take of your own here in segment number three to determine a winner. Now, should we flip a coin? Bill, you got a coin on you to see who goes first here? Would one of you prefer to go first here in our final segment?
Should we make them play paper, rock, scissors?
Oh, let's do it.
There's nothing more exciting on
radio
than paper, rock, scissors.
We got to do it up towards the mic so you can hear it.
Yes, that's right.
All right, let's go.
Are we going one or are we going three?
Oh, jeez. I think you should lose automatically. Claudia, you get your choice. Would you like to go first or second?
Go second.
Okay. John, hot take. What's the subject first?
We mentioned her before. I'm going to go Sister Jean.
Okay.
I
don't know. He's going to do it.
I'm going for it. I'm over Sister Jean. I think she is a wonderful woman. I will say that out front. I think she's a wonderful woman. She's a devout Catholic lady. She's done a lot for the Loyola Chicago team. But I am tired of the media and CBS and all those people like running out these people to be the mascots for these Cinderella teams. You know, it's like, you know how every Disney princess now has to have a little like tiny animal as their little sidekick. I feel like that's what it's become now. Like Loyola Chicago is Princess Elsa, Sister Jean is Olaf. That's where we're at this point. I think people should be paying attention to these kids. These guys are playing absolutely out of their mind basketball right now. Nobody ever expected them to make it to the Final Four. Now they're playing for a chance at the national championship, and all anybody wants to talk about is Sister Jean. And I think it was good when South Carolina made the Final Four. I guess the mascot was almost like Frank Martin. You know what I mean? Like that was the character people were looking at as being, you know, somebody to talk about because of his journey. But I was really glad that we could appreciate the players on the court and not Sister Jean.
Okay, he made it just in time under the buzzer. I'll evaluate that hot take in a minute. Claudia, your turn.
I'm insulted by the fact that he called Sister Jean a tiny animal, basically.
It's a metaphor.
And Olaf.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
A little tiny, cute little old lady is an animal, so that's a little insulting. But I think, I disagree. I feel like Cinderella stories need to be more of a thing. We talked about this in one of my classes, Cinderella stories are kind of what makes the tournament a lot more exciting because nobody wants to see Duke and UNC and Kentucky win every year. Okay, well, you're from North Carolina. That's wrong. People from New Jersey, you know, not huge college basketball fans, want to see those stories that are going to get you excited. And I think Cinderella stories are what's really cool about journalism and getting that, I guess, mascot like Sister Jean is somebody that will draw more people in and get them starting to watch the team. So, no, I don't think she's too much. I think it's really fun to see this team also giving back to this little old lady who's having the time of her life watching this team do something that she probably never thought she'd see this team do. And that's what's really cool about sports, bringing people together. And I think that, you know what, while Loyola Chicago continues this run, let Sister Jean have her shining moment and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Bill Gunter, a final evaluation.
Wow, that was
of our first ever student section.
Really good. Segment. I mean, both were really, really good. Both. I mean, I'm not going to stand next to John because all of a sudden it got cloudy outside. I'm pretty sure I saw lightning.
Again, I respect her and her faith and everything she's done for that team.
You go to the other side of the.
Whoa.
You guys are doing great stuff, by the way. She's completely overhyping your take, and you went completely over the line with the Disney metaphors.
Yeah.
You guys have got bright futures.
No, both were very. And I don't agree with yours. I don't agree. I'm pointing at Claudia. I don't agree with yours, but I think you had it well thought out, and it was really, really well done.
Who wins?
You got to choose because they got to go against me. If I pick one, it feels like I'm picking the easier of the two. I'm picking the weak lamb of the two.
I see. That's the way Bill thinks. Well, I think we will spare you a gas baggy hot take off. Actually, we'll give you time to regather yourselves. We'll do that gas baggy hot take off with Bill Gunter after the break. Maybe we can take some votes in right now on the Shepherd's Glass inbox at Tim Hill 107.5. John or Claudia, who do you think won the first ever student section segment? Also, you can give Jen a call at 803-404-6100 and let her know. We're going to give you some Dierks Bentley tickets as well coming up after this break and the gas baggy hot take off with Bill Gunter. It's next. It's the early game. It's 107.5 The Game. Shepherd's Glass inbox vote from Jerem, says Claudia, very simply. We got a phone vote for John. Clemson Sean, the first hate tweet in on John, says he'd rather listen to a Gamecock Larry pep talk on repeat. Mm. And Robert sent us a gif of Sister Jean in a split screen with Olaf from Frozen. I'm guessing, unfortunately for Claudia, that is an actual vote for John, we'll have to say.
Big.
So John, almost by default, wins the first ever segment of student section this morning. That means you get a hot take off, a gas baggy hot take off with one Bill Gunter. Do you have another subject ready for us to go, sir?
Well, I mean, if I really want to make some people mad, we could talk a little baseball, because today is opening day.
Okay, you got about 40 seconds.
Okay, as a millennial, I have the hardest time watching baseball. I want to like it. My dad raised me as a Cal Ripken Jr. fan, and I love him. But now the game is just not doing it for me. There's been a lot of changes that have been proposed that would mess with the integrity of the game. I'm here for all of them. Minor League Baseball is putting a runner on second in extra innings now. I'm here for that. That's going to make me want to go to a Fireflies game. If they can speed up the game or make it just a little bit more interesting, that's the kind of stuff I'm here for. I know that makes the other people mad, but for me personally, and a lot of other people with some attention deficit issues in this world, that would make baseball more watchable, because I want to watch it. The characters are great.
Claudia just shaking her head
over
there.
I know she is, and that's okay. But
next week, maybe you can respond to that. Bill, yeah. Your response, sir.
Oh, no, I agree with him. We've talked about this before, adding the magic batter to the game where the coach or he comes out of the dugout, throws down the puff of smoke, two outs, bottom of the ninth. You can pick any batter, and he comes out of the smoke. Man, wouldn't you love to see Stanton coming up late in a game? I'm with him on this. Baseball's tough to watch right now. Bringing the millennials into the game, I think trying to get people to the ballpark right now is a difficult sell. Ticket prices are extremely high. They're going with the food options with which we've talked about. Getting people to a baseball game is tough, and making people watch for nine innings on television, I'll watch today. After today, I'll pick it back up when the playoffs start in October.
That was just sad all the way around. I think Claudia actually our winner by default today.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for listening.